Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. This is now our second hour of Galesburg Live on this Saturday morning at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. I'm glad to be with you this morning and every now and then on Saturday mornings, helping advance, if you will, some community conversations that we all should be having and we all should be giving to and helping VNA Community Services, as we talked about last hour. And again, they're through the month of February. Starting today, of course, they'll be actively looking for your donations. And of course, we thank you, of course, in advance for helping out those in our community. Another way that we're doing that is through helping high school students go to college, specifically Galesburg District 205 students go to Knox and Carl Sandburg colleges, essentially tuition-free, or tuition-free, as you might say, perhaps more better said, I guess, I don't know. Go to those schools tuition-free as long as they keep grades up and do some other things. And we're going to talk about that with our friend Steve Cheeseman, one of the voices, of course, of Silver Streaks boys basketball here on WGIL, who you'll hear later today, I'm sure. And also, he is the coordinator of the Gale Scholars Program, among other things that Steve does, because he's one of the hardest working people in show business in this community. Aren't you, Steve?
Well, I don't know about that, Will, but I'll tell you, this one here, being the director of the Gale Scholars, is a labor of love. This program means so much to me and to so many people, and it provides just a wonderful opportunity for kids in our school district to get a free education at Sandburg College and Knox College, and you can't beat that.
You can't beat that at all, and we're very glad you're here to talk about that today, which we will talk about in detail in a couple of minutes. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, and of course, we pre-recorded this conversation, so we don't know how the Streaks boys did last night at the time we're talking about this, but how cool is it to have a ranked team in your midst these days? The boys have been ranked for a couple of weeks now in the AP poll and for Class 3A, right?
Yes, 3A.
That's a great thing, isn't it?
It's a tremendous thing. I mean, it's these kids, their coaches do so much, put in so much time and hard work and make so many sacrifices to see it all come together. And in the success they're having, and especially in Ryan Hart's first year, he's done a phenomenal job. It's exciting, and they are a fun team to watch. And the kids do so many things that are so team-oriented type of approach that they do things. It's just a great thing to see, and congratulations to them.
No doubt.
And they're getting better each time out.
I was thinking about this last Saturday as I was here behind the controls, and I know you missed the game that the Streaks boys did in Lincoln Park. I was thinking about
this. Well,
that's
why we lost. I wasn't there.
I knew it. I knew there was something that we could pin it on. But the one thing I thought about that game, and here's a spoiler alert. I'm not the most knowledgeable person in the world when it comes to sports, but I'm sitting here listening to that game, and it was just so fast paced, and it was so fun to listen to in that regard alone. And that seems like the sort of thing that you've been coming across with these guys all season long, isn't it?
And Brad Benowitz can sure make it sound like that, too. He is the ultimate pro. But you're right. This group of kids plays an exciting brand of basketball, and it is fast-paced, and it is a thrill a minute. They have their style of play, and the individuals that make up this ball club lend itself to all of those things. They are fun to watch.
I have to ask, you used to be a coach on the team, and you've been a coach for a long time in the community. Does seeing how good this team is doing, at least from the perspective of the broadcast booth, does it ever make you go, gosh, I wish I was still coaching some of these kids?
Sometimes that's the case. But you know what? When I was done with coaching, I was done with coaching. I hope that I gave everything that I had and ready to move on to something, but they're sure fun to broadcast. Sure fun to watch, and I enjoy that, and enjoy watching obviously baseball and football and golf as well. So it's time for somebody else to do that, and I still get a great thrill out of watching all of these kids and these teams.
You know, that's kind of almost a good message for life. I think too many people, myself included, will continue doing things and doing things and doing things well past the point where they probably should have stopped doing them. You saw a point when you said, you know, I probably shouldn't do this anymore, but maybe I can still enjoy sports in a different way. And that's partly how you came to us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I did it for 40 years and enjoyed every bit of it. And it was so rewarding and so many things that came from it. That again, when I was done, I'd give everything I had and was ready for something else. And I enjoy and love my family and have other things that I really like to do. So it was a good time. I had no problem doing it.
Are we going to start to feel spoiled now that we have a ranked team in our midst, especially given that while Ryan Hart has been familiar with the program for a while, he's essentially a first year coach. We're not going to start to expect this sort of thing every year, are we?
Well, you hope you do. You just hope you do. And that's something that we used to have, and it's a lot harder to do now. But, you know, that's the goal every year. And as I say, he's just done an unbelievable job with this ball club. And we hope that it continues because it's been just a thrill.
I'm going to take a break here, and then we'll get into the meat of the discussion about the Gale Scholars Program. Steve Cheesman is here. We've been talking sports, but we'll be talking about education and the Gale Scholars Program, which is one of Steve's big passions these days. We'll talk about all that when we come back as Galesburg Live continues on WGIL. Good morning. This is Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning, February 1st. We are joined this hour, our second hour of Galesburg Live today, by Steve Cheesman, one of the voices of Silver Streaks boys basketball here on WGIL. But for the purposes of the rest of our conversation today, he's in charge of the Gale Scholars Program, which again helps Knox and Carl Sandburg colleges get some more members of the student population from District 205 while getting those students into college for free. How long have you been doing this now, Steve?
This is my fifth year of doing it, and it's went by awfully fast, and there's a lot of components to it. But, you know, as I said in our first segment, when you give it some kids that probably wouldn't have this opportunity to get this education tuition free at these two fine institutions and getting their preparation in a great school district, there's no finer opportunity in my mind.
Maybe starting from the end and going back to the beginning here in my line of thinking here, when these kids are inducted into the program and when they start the road down to doing what they need to do to get into Knox and Sandburg colleges, what are their reactions generally? It must just be, for lack of a better term, for a lot of these kids, a godsend.
There's no question. As I said, you know, previously here, college is an unbelievably expensive thing.
Yes,
and it is for all of us. And these kids are in a situation where it's very, very, very expensive for them, and for them to get this chance and get the support they do, and the monitoring that they get, and be able to come out of this with, you know, very, very little cost to them except for their books and fees. It doesn't get any better than that. And I hear so many of them talk and hear from others who have spoken with them, you know, how grateful they are, what a wonderful chance this is for them to achieve their dreams. I mean, we've got kids that are doing all kinds of things that are out of the program now, both locally here and all kinds of other places that are really making contributions to the world.
And I want to talk about that more in detail as we go along. But I imagine at the point of when they first find out the students are going to be inducted, it must just be a combination of perhaps shock, perhaps elation, but perhaps the realization that now is the moment where they need to start working hard in order to achieve those dreams.
Yeah, and they realize that, and for the most part, they've already been doing that. To be able to get selected to this program, their grades and their performances in all kinds of areas of their life have to be top-notch. So they're on their way, but obviously they have to step up their game even more. And, you know, I talk to lots of them as they get into their junior and senior year, and I ask them, are you hearing your friends now talk about the pressure they feel, the stress they feel, whatever term you want to call it, about being able to go to college? And you can see the looks on their face that it's already been decided for them and done for them, and their classmates and their friends are just going through agony trying to figure out what they're going to do, how they're going to pay for it, and on and on.
It seems to me to maybe two different areas of stress. You know, you have the students and the parents that are going to be stressing out about the application process and filling out the applications for whatever college they want to go to. And then you have to fill out the applications for student loans and things like that versus the stress, and not the right word, the stress of a Gale Scholar inductee of knowing that, you know, you've got to keep this up if you don't want to go through all those other stresses.
Sure. And you know, you want them to find the happy medium of that they've got their nose to the grindstone and know what they need to do and the standards they need to meet. But on the other end of the spectrum, you want them to free up a little bit and know that lots of that's decided. And the other thing about that, you know, you talk about those applications for scholarships and all those other things. That's one of the things that our program does. We help them with every bit of those other side types of things they need to do as they continue on this road to hopefully graduating from college.
All right, let's kind of go back to the beginning here. As the application process for the Gale Scholars Program is starting now, what are some of the requirements of a student to even be considered for induction and that is a part of the application process.
And we were just showing you and talking off the air here.
Yeah, my goodness.
There's about 15 different activities and things, procedures and points of emphasis that we go through here before we actually select them. You know, just a long process. But in general, a student is going to fill out an application.
Okay.
And in that application, they also have to have their tax returns, because this is a program that's based on a couple of different things. You have to be a first-generation potential college graduate. Your mother or father did not graduate with a Bachelor of Arts degree or bachelor degree from college, a four-year mm-hmm. college. You have to meet a certain criteria, a certain income level.
Okay.
And then also your grades have to be at least a 2.5 with good attendance and good behavior. And certainly that 2.5 is the minimum. Last year, the 10 students that we selected had a cumulative grade point average of 3.8.
That's, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Yeah, and with a number of those having 4.0. So it's
wow.
A very, very competitive process. And we had somewhere around 70 applicants.
Okay.
And that's, you know, when you talk about Churchill and Lombard and their student populations now, that's about everybody that was eligible for this program applied. And that shows its popularity and its importance and how much folks want to be a part of this.
And such an important opportunity from the standpoint of perhaps being the first generation in your family to go to and graduate from college. That's you know, that's something that maybe we don't maybe completely think about so much, as, you know, more people are going to college or taking on vocational education or whatever. But that's something that I don't think a lot of people realize, that there are still families out there that have components that have either never had that opportunity or just didn't go to college.
Tons, and we hear all those stories. And it can be a double-edged sword. I mean, it's this marvelous thing, but it also is they carry the mantle of no one's ever done this before. And it's uncharted waters. And, you know, there's not a lot in terms of that family familiarity with what you're going through with this. So it's a challenge in areas that people don't realize. And there again, we try to be of support to them and have folks that are there to support them in this process that has, you know, a lot of potholes in the long road to in that journey of where they want to get to the end of it with that college degree.
Okay, so the students must have at least a 2.5 GPA. There are certain income levels for the families that they'll have to prove through tax returns and things like that. There must be, I would imagine, some form of proof that the kid going to college will be a first generation.
Yeah, and we look at all of those things. We investigate all of that stuff.
What other things do you look at, or is that
well? When
we
take a look at them, once this application comes in and all those other things have met, we take a look at their transcript, and in that we're taking a look at obviously their grades, GPA, and all that, and trends there. We take a look at their attendance. We take a look at their behavior and conduct. They will also have to have teacher recommendations. They will have to have community recommendations. And we will sit down and have an interview with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very thorough process with a lot of components to it that we'll go through in selecting these 10 students to be the next Gale Scholar. So it's not necessarily exhaustive, but it's a pretty thorough approach that we use.
A pretty thorough approach, and more or less has to be in order to make sure that you have kids that are willing to go through all this, really.
There's no question. I mean, again, this opportunity that we're talking about, a tuition-free scholarship, is something that really is needs that thoroughness to it, because this is quite the thing they're going to be getting an opportunity at.
I'm at the point where I need to take another break, but before I do, again, this is the application period. Are those applications available now, or how does that part work?
What's going to happen is I'm going to go to Churchill, or I'm going to go to Lombard tomorrow morning and visit with them in an assembly, the eighth graders. I'll go to Churchill in another.
So technically, we'll say you did that yesterday.
Yes, that would be correct.
Technically,
yes, I did
this
that.
Is Saturday.
So yes.
You just went to Lombard yesterday.
Yes.
And you're going to go to Churchill soon.
Yes. And then from there, there will be this application package that will be sent to every eighth grader.
Okay.
And in that will be all these directions and all of these questions to answer and all the information that's asked of them. Then it'll come back to us. We'll screen all of those along with their transcripts. And from there, we will we'll decide who we're going to interview. And we're going to interview as many students as possible so that we don't miss anyone. We want to make sure that we hear from as many of these students as possible. And this will take place over a couple of months. The application will be due back. It'll be mailed toward the, I believe we've got the 19th of February.
Okay.
And the applications are due back then on March the 13th. And then from there, we will go and screen them. And then they'll get their recommendation forms after that for those students that are the finalists.
Okay.
And then we will do final interviews, the last part of this, on April 22nd and April 23rd. So it goes over quite a period of time, because there's a lot of information that needs to be gathered by a number of parties. We want to make sure they have ample time to do all that.
It's almost an extended, almost like a job interview period.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
It really is. And then from there, there'll be a tremendous induction ceremony that mm-hmm. has Dr. Amott from Knox College and Dr. Riley from Sandberg College and Dr. Asplund from District 205 and former Gale scholars and these kids and their parents. And we have just a wonderful event and scene there. And it's quite the occasion that we'll do in early May. And then I'll meet with the parents after that. And then there's a summer school component that they attend each year so that they receive skills and information that'll again help them in this journey.
Let's stop right there for a moment, and we'll talk more about the process of becoming a Gale Scholar and much more when we come back with Steve Cheeseman. He is the Gale Scholars Program Coordinator, among other duties as assigned throughout our community. So we'll hear more about the Gale Scholars portion of what Steve does when we come back. First, news and weather on Galesburg Live on WGIL.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Thanks for joining us on Galesburg Live at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson, continuing our second hour conversation here with Steve Cheeseman, who is the coordinator of the Gale Scholars Program, which helps deserving Galesburg District 205 students attend Knox and Carl Sandburg Colleges tuition-free if they are able to keep their grades up and able to do a whole lot of other things. We stopped as we were talking about the application process before the break, Steve. I'm curious about how the interview process goes. Once you get to the final set of students that could be a part of the program, at this point, what are you looking for from a student that's a potential inductee into this program? What do you generally ask them and their families and how do you know along those lines that frankly you've got a good one here?
You know, it's like anything. You know, there's a lot of information and data we're gathering, objective, subjective, and in the interview process, you know, and it's a pressure situation in terms of you've got 3 to 4 people around a table talking to the student, and mm-hmm. things we'll ask him is, is what would this mean to you to become a Gale Scholar?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you'd like to do down the line? What are some of your plans, some of your dreams? Questions where they've got to think, but also they're dealing with the present and they're dealing with the future.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy, the enthusiasm, the ability to communicate, all of those things are part of things we're looking for besides their answers.
I imagine there probably haven't been very many times where you felt like that maybe you didn't get the best candidate after the interview. It's probably hard to pick.
It's very difficult to pick. I mean, you're dealing with kids here that, you know, they have all the goods of these things that we're talking about, and we only have 10 positions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at, you know, what separates these kids, and it's not a perfect science in any way, shape, or form. You sometimes wish there was more. We did have 15. We've had to go to 10. You know, this costs a lot of money. It costs Knox College and Sandberg College and School District 205 a lot of money. So this isn't something, and I want our community to know this, this isn't something that is free. There's cost to this, and Knox College absorbs an enormous amount of cost to this, as does Sandberg and Galesburg School District 205. So it's one of those things that we've had to go from 15 to 10 because of those costs. But, you know, we're looking at all those kinds of things when we talk to these kids, and we get some really interesting things that we've heard from students over the years, and they're impressive things.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask about costs later, but I'll ask about it now. There's been no secret about the fact that for one, District 205 over the years has had to contend with a state budget situation that hasn't always been as perhaps pleasant as it is now. It's been worse at times for Carl Sandburg College. Even in talking, one of our news department talked with Teresa Amott at Knox this year. They've had to make some budget cuts and have looked seriously at finances in recent years, which again has in some ways impacted the Gale Scholars Program, going from 15 inductees to 10 inductees. I'm happy the buy-in is there, but the part of me longs for a day when you could take that number back up to 15 that you accept again.
There's no question about it. You want to always give more opportunities, but you know it's great that you brought this up because we've had a number of meetings among those decision makers on what can we do to raise money. We need to raise money to help with the Gale Scholars, and that's almost a plea out there to our community that this is just a tremendous program. But you heard the things that you just said, Will. These institutions and Knox pays the biggest part of it, but Sandberg and then District 205 are also there. We need to find ways to generate some income for these things. I would never want to lose a program like this. That would be a catastrophe. But we've looked at, you know, making cuts and so on and so forth. And I know that we're open and we could use the help of anybody, especially our town where this is Galesburg kids making a difference in our community and in the world. That we certainly want to do things to help pay to keep this kind of program going.
Have you come up with any fundraising ideas yet?
Well, you know, we're looking at a bunch of things, and it's a law. It's a lengthy process to make sure because these are dollars that you need. Knox College is taking a $42,000 tuition amount for each student and eating that each year.
Yeah,
and you've got 10 Gale Scholars at Knox College, so you're talking it's almost $500,000.
That's a lot of
money. So you do that again next year and the year after. So, I mean, this isn't something that's free. There's a lot of money that these educational institutions are eating and are losing, not losing, but having to pay for this. And, you know, as you said, with the way the economy is and the economy in Illinois and the cost in education and what little money comes, we're trying to figure out ways, and we hope our community can help us figure out ways and can lend itself to helping us out here to get more money for this program.
So I guess what I'm saying is at this moment, if you're listening and you see Steve out in public somewhere or at a basketball game, not while he's doing the broadcast, mind you, but
it's, put me a piece of paper.
Yeah, talk to Steve about helping if you think you can help. We did just talk a little bit in our last hour with VNA about helping that organization with with financial contributions. But I think if there's one thing I've learned, and I know that we're a little bit a part of the Galesburg on Track process here as that was going on, that I think taught us a lot about ways financially and otherwise we can help our community. And this is one of those ways where help is needed.
Yes, and in the Galesburg on Track, which is, again, this unbelievably great thing to help our community, a grassroots effort, and still going. Had a meeting last night and going to do some more things here in the future that I think the community is going to like and want to be involved in. But one of the things that was very, very clear is our community has said that the Gale Scholars Program is something that it values. So I hope that we're able to help with that. There's no doubt about it.
We need to take one more break. We are talking with Steve Cheeseman, the person in charge of the Gale Scholars Program. We could probably talk up until basketball time today, but at some point, Steve, you need to go do a game. So
yes, and I'm with you. Something this important and meaningful, I could talk and have data here and observations that I've seen with these kids and the people around it. That, yeah, you're right. We could talk and talk.
Well, short of taking this conversation to the gym, we'll take a break and come back and have a few more minutes next on Galesburg Live on WGIL. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Galesburg Live on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. We have a couple of more minutes left before we need to call it a day to talk with Steve Cheeseman, one of our basketball analysts here at WGIL, but during the day coordinates the Gale Scholars Program for Knox and Carl Sandburg Colleges and District 205. Once a student, Steve, is inducted into the program, I mentioned a couple of times that grades are number one, but there's a community service component to the program that shows you just as much about a student as grades ever will, right?
Yeah, in fact, there's a number of other components. There's a community service. We think that these kids are getting this opportunity, and as important citizens in the type of society we live, we need to give back, and our kids need to. They do 20 hours of community service. They're always allowed to do more, and they do. And we have them choose areas that are of importance to them in life where they go and volunteer. Also, we'll sometimes do group team building community service. Last year, we participated in the United Way Day of giving, sharing, caring, all those terms that are used with that.
Right.
So we've done some of those things over the years with that. They also have to be in two activities. We think that teaches you different life skills. It gives you other skills. They all participate in a wide variety of those.
Which is one of those things where when I was growing up, I was always told I couldn't be in those activities unless I kept my grades up.
Kids keep their grades up. Yeah. And I know this from being a coach and then being an athlete and in other activities growing up, that those things, being in activities, can sometimes support you being a better student for all kinds of reasons. And then we have a summer school component. And with that, you know, one of the things that we were talking about, you know, before when we were off air there, is the kids going into the program this summer will do 4 weeks of math work and reading work and writing work at the high school.
Okay.
Sarah Larmer and Andrew Chernin are summer school teachers for that. The kids that are going to be sophomores to be will do a career ed mini unit with me, and we'll do resumes and interviews and interest inventories, those kinds of things. And then the kids that are going to be juniors to be go out and see Autumn Scott, who is our representative from Carl Sandburg College, and she'll do a number of things that are college related. And then the kids that will be seniors to be actually take a college class at Carl Sandburg College. So they become students at Sandburg College. So there's something that's always going on here that supplements things and helps them and also puts demands on what they do in this program.
Let's say a student starts in the program and they go through some of these requirements and take some of these courses and do some of the activities. Do you run into students that at some point just get exhausted or frustrated and say, man, I can't do this? Do you have students like that, and how do you talk to them?
And we haven't had that yet. But one of the things that I do with that, because I know some of these kids spread themselves awfully thin.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, too, Will. Many of these kids, because of sometimes the economic situation that they're involved in, they work. And they work a lot of hours. So, yeah. I mean, they're going from really before anybody should be waking up to way after somebody should be going to bed. And we talk to them about spreading themselves too thin and making sure that they're taking time to recharge their battery, making sure that they keep their priorities straight, One of the things that, we also do during the year is I meet with each one of these grades during the school year at Galesburg High School during their advocacy period. And we do a number of different things. And one of the things that we do is priority setting to make sure that they are using their time wisely and getting things done in the order of importance. But in that, we talk about making sure that they're recharging their battery and making sure they get the rest.
Okay. I think that's fantastic. And you're saying you haven't had many concerns about that once they get into the program. That's a great thing.
Yeah, I've not had any concerns about them dropping out because of that. We would do everything we could to do whatever we could with making adjustments for that. But again, I always talk to them. And some you can see have a tendency to do that more than others in terms of really stretching themselves too thin.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that for sure. I think a lot of us can. I mentioned it briefly earlier, but I want to maybe get for a minute or two your thoughts on this. There's been a push, perhaps at the K-12 level and beyond, and it's kind of ebbed and flowed over the years. There's been pushes to get more students to go to college, and I think we're kind of going through a period now where we're getting students who may not be ready for college, encouraging them to take more vocational type classes and maybe avoid college. Do you run into problems or concerns about that? I guess how do you kind of sell a program like this that encourages people to go to college in an environment where there are many students and many schools of thought that say, you know what, maybe just a career technical school would be good enough?
And that's a great question. And I think to each his own there, and to each his own is figured out by all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. Their counselors, their teachers, their parents, the people that are around them that are adults, that there's a place for every person in America, and there's a place for those kids to go to college, and that's what we have here, mm-hmm. that want to get a four-year degree. There's a place for those students that want to go to vocational school or technical school or want to go right out into the working world. There's a place for everyone, and I think the real key is to try to make sure that we as educators get them to the right place. You know, you talk about vocational. My wife and I have had a lot of work done on our house in terms of some remodeling. Mm-hmm. And the skill that our electrician and our contractor and our carpenter and our plumber have and the things that they do, there's a place for folks to do that. And what a great living that they make.
Yeah.
From writing those checks, I can tell you that. And that's a great skill. So there's room out there in our world for all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanics, you know, they're tremendous jobs that make a nice living, and you contribute to society from those.
Let's fast forward to the induction ceremony here just for a minute, as I'm almost out of time. You mentioned the inductees here from Dr. Ahmad and Dr. Riley, but I think that you have a couple of past inductees speak every year, and I think that's probably the most important group of people these students could hear from, isn't it?
Yeah, and one of the things, we have the student speakers. We'll have one from Sandberg, and we'll have one that's a senior at Galesburg High School, and one that's at Knox College, telling these incoming students, this is what it means to me. This is what you need to look for. And I also bring back a Chris Carpenter, a Favi Moreno, an Ashley Shin, L.V. Santoyo, who has owned a number of businesses. These are all Galesburg people, and there's more Galesburg people here that, again, make tremendous contributions to our community that I have back during class to talk to these kids. Mm-hmm. And they can tell them unbelievably important lessons and information that no one else can. They went through the program.
Do the students have to spend 2 years at Sandberg and then 2 years at Knox, or can they spend all 4 years at Knox?
Right now we have a mechanism in it that if they graduate from Galesburg High School with a 3.8 or more grade point average, they can go directly to Knox.
Okay.
And we've had students do that, although we're reexamining that. There's evidence, there's research out there that says that kids do better going from a community college after 2 years to a four-year college. And that's not to say that the kids can't go directly from Galesburg High School to Knox and be successful. We have that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that they feel a lot of heat. That's certainly a change in how things are not necessarily done. It's going from high school to college in a very, very rigid a very rigorous kind of situation. So we're looking at that again, and we're going to examine that again. But right now we have that particular option in there for kids to go directly.
That said, do you have students who want to call it a career after their 2 years at Sandberg? Or
absolutely, to do what you were talking about. And that's a success story. They've got the degree and they want to go now into that particular area that they have their associate's degree in and go out and make a living. We view that as a success. We may also have a student that goes from Sandberg onto a 4-year school that has a major that we don't have at Knox College. And those are, again, all successes. They've got all the tools that they've got that support from Gale Scholars to now go and achieve their dreams.
All right. Before I wrap up, I'm out of time, but I imagine when it comes time for A, Sandberg's commencement, and B, Knox's graduation ceremony, I imagine you probably show up to those a time or two, and when the Gale Scholars go across the stage and get their diploma and throw their hat up into the air.
It's a proud moment.
What's that like for you?
That's a proud moment. I mean, and I always felt this as a teacher anyway, to see the students that I had in junior high or that I coached in high school and see them now become an adult and go out and make a living and a good living and contribute to society and raise a family or do whatever it is they're doing. Those are proud moments for any teacher and coach. So, and that's especially true here with Gale Scholar graduates.
All right. When is this year's induction?
Tuesday, May the 5th. We rotate that around. We'll be at Sandberg out there in the Student Center.
Okay.
And last year they had a chocolate, or last time we did that, they had a chocolate fountain.
So
it's quite the occasion.
Well,
it is a terrific occasion.
Well, guess who does a program at night here on WGIL and occasionally features some of
and
these
the
Gale
media
Scholars
is
inductees.
Always welcome, and we've had them out there. Yes.
I knew you'd see it my way. All right, very good. Steve Cheeseman, coordinator of the Gale Scholars Program. Thanks so much for coming in today. Who are the Streaks playing today on this Saturday?
We are playing Sterling tonight.
Ooh, tough one.
On Friday night we played Sterling, and we have this Saturday off, which is an unusual situation.
So I was talking like we were going to have to go to the gym, and we could just go back to bed
That
now.
Is correct. Yes, I have other things that I'm going to be doing here another
Me
busy
too.
Saturday, so
I have
it's the way it is.
I have a few more hours to put in here at the radio station today, but I like to help. But so, Steve, thank you, and thanks for helping our community.
Thanks so much, Will. It's always a pleasure being here with you and visiting with you.
Gosh, a Saturday off from basketball. What's that?
That's
like?
Unusual.
Exactly. Thanks again, Steve. And thanks for joining us on Galesburg Live today. Today's homeowner is next at 9 o'clock. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for listening. I'll see you Monday night at 5 for Galesburg's Evening News. Otherwise, thanks for listening, and be kind to one another.